Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. You hear Peter Greenberg every weekend on WGN. He's a travel expert, host of Eye on Travel. Peter, where in the world are you today?
Today I'm in New York, just having landed from London.
Oh, and how are things in London? I hear our dollar is going much further right now.
It's going much further both in London and through the rest of the European community. It's very, very strong now against the British pound, almost a one-to-one. And, of course, it's been almost one-to-one against the euro for quite some time. So if you're going over there, it's a buyer's market for local goods and services because they can't adjust the rates, right? A tube of toothpaste that somebody pays for there is what you're going to pay for it as well. They can adjust hotel rates and airline fares, but they can't adjust a night out on the town. They can't adjust a cab ride, a tube of toothpaste, an article of clothing. So it's the best time to go.
So rising inflation has sent all sorts of costs skyrocketing, including travel. But people are worried about their points and their rewards programs with airlines and hotels. Are they losing value or are they now worth more?
If anybody tells you their points are something worth more, I have a wonderful institution I can recommend them to go to. No, listen, I don't trust the airlines as airlines. Why would I trust them as banks? You accrue no interest when you keep your points or your miles. Same thing with hotel points. They are devalued on a regular basis because the airlines and hotels are allowed to do that. And during the pandemic, of course, it was easier to redeem your points because nobody was flying. Now it's almost impossible because every plane is full. But what you need to do is look up to 330 days out and pick a place that none of your friends want to go to. You don't have to go with them. Go where you want to go. Get that seat now because the eligibility numbers, meaning the mileage numbers required to redeem, are only going to go up and the availability is only going to come down.
Every time I go to use my miles, they only want to book me on flights with a leg, like two or three stops. And whenever I try and use them for a nonstop flight, they're like, oh, no, that's not available.
Right, because the airlines hold back. They're allowed to do that. There is no federal mandate that says they have to show you all the inventory that's available. They don't want to give up revenue passenger seats. If they're going to give you a mile, it's basically an incremental expense to them by giving you a seat that would have gone unsold. That's why they put you on connecting flights. And the danger there is they'll sometimes put you on a connecting flight with a 33-minute connect time, which is not ludicrous, it's suicidal. So for anybody buying a ticket or cashing in miles, give yourself 3 hours to connect in that intermediary city, or you may be sitting in that rocking chair in Charlotte at the airport for quite some time.
Oh, my gosh. I had relatives stuck in Charlotte last week, and boy, were they hot about it. Seems like Charlotte or Dallas. Peter Greenberg is a travel expert, host of Eye on Travel right here in WGN every weekend. It looks like Hurricane Ian is definitely barreling toward Florida and will hit at some point this week. Have they started canceling those flights?
Oh, yeah. The airlines have already issued waivers. They're preemptively taking their equipment out of the ground there. They're getting them in the air. They don't want to have any planes on the ground anywhere in Tampa or anywhere in Central Florida, especially on the southwest coast if the hurricane turns left. We're talking like Fort Myers. Yeah, they're all going to be leaving. And they basically preemptively done the right thing. They've canceled those flights. But they've also issued waivers allowing you to rebook at no extra expense, at least for the next 2 weeks going forward once the hurricane passes.
Peter, I'm sure you saw the passenger hunch an American Airlines flight attendant in the back of the head last week, which was as horrifying as every other violent video that we see posted. And it seemed to be about not using the first class bathroom. Will there ever be a plane redesign where cabin passengers don't walk through the first class?
Yeah, well, I know here's the problem. It's all about weight and balance on airplanes. It's all about getting as many seats in there in terms of revenue passenger miles. Speaking of the first-class bathroom, anybody listening to me right now who's flown on a 737, if you're up in first class, I challenge you to be able to go into that bathroom and wash more than one hand at a time without covering yourself in water. They're so tiny, you have to be a member of the cast of Cirque du Soleil to use it. So the bottom line is this. It's not about whether they could use the first-class bathroom or not. It's another incident of a violent passenger at altitude. And we're seeing Still a number of cases, not as bad as last year. Last year, there were more than 6,000 reported cases. This year, it's about 2,000. But the real key is this. How many people who've been thrown off planes have actually been arrested? How many of them have actually had to pay the fines that were announced? And how many of them actually did jail time? The actual number is infinitely small. And what's even crazier, you remember a time about a year and a half ago where the airline said not only were they thrown off the plane, they were banned from the airline? Remember that?
Right, right.
The airlines have now quietly invited those people back. It's all about revenue. As long as you weren't violent and you just were thrown off the plane for not wearing a mask and you weren't acting out, they're saying if you promise not to do it again, they'll let you come back. A little crazy.
Yeah, when I saw that, I think last summer they talked about that. That made me so angry because it's also as a passenger. You're putting your other passengers at risk. These people should never, ever be allowed on a plane again.
Well, because remember, if you're thrown off a plane and that plane has to divert, the actual cost of the airline is in five figures minimum, not to mention misconnected passengers, misconnected bags, crew time that suddenly times out. The cost just mounts. So in the one or two cases that did go to court and where these people were convicted, it wasn't the fine that was going to kill them. It was the restitution to the airline because they made them pay it back.
Okay, the list of the best airlines, we've got about a minute left. It was released in the past, like, 48 hours. I don't see any airlines that are based in America on that list of the top 20 airlines.
Yeah.
What is happening that we can't compete worldwide?
Well, I was actually in London when those awards were given out. The only one that actually deserved that award, if you want to know the truth, was Qatar. They run an amazingly good airline. But there are a lot of airlines here that got on just because they happen to be legend or legacy carriers. There are a lot of carriers that have really upped their game and deserve to be on there, including some U.S. carriers like Delta. American's got a way to go. United's getting much better. But no U.S. carriers on the list. And when you put on an airline like Qantas as one of the best airlines when they hardly flew last year, I don't know how you base that result. I question those awards, other than the award they gave to Qatar, because those guys truly shine.
And is that, where do they fly? It's not like you can just jump on a Qatar flight.
Oh yes, you can. They fly right to Chicago. Okay. They fly, if you don't mind going through Doha, which is their hub, you can fly anywhere in the world on Qatar, literally.
Thank you.
Their route network is great.
Thanks for joining us, Peter. I really appreciate it. I love listening to your show as well. Peter Greenberg, you will hear him on WGN this weekend, our travel expert and host of Eye on Travel. The news with Lauren Lapka is coming up next, and then we're going to talk about a beer shortage. You thought it was bad when you couldn't get toilet paper? What's going to happen when people can't get beer? That's on the way after the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.